You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now for our weekly catch-up with RNIB's Chief Executive, Simon Antrobus. Thanks for joining us, Simon.
Good to be here, Alan.
You're a few months into the job now. You're making your way around the organisation and you've recently been to Belfast.
I have indeed, yes. When I joined the organisation, I made a commitment to find out as much as I possibly could about what the organisation does and how we work. And part of that has been travelling to Edinburgh to find out about the work we're doing in Scotland, to Cardiff for Wales, and then obviously on to Belfast to spend time with the team that work across Northern Ireland. And I did that this week.
I've actually just been talking this week with the campaigns guys over there in Belfast, Simon. We're talking about work they're doing with the MLAs on problems around e-scooters, and also talking about, although their elections aren't until 2027, getting involved in trying to make them as accessible as possible. So there's some commonalities around the UK, but obviously they are dealt with in different ways.
Exactly. And that's what's so important about the way we've set things up in RNIB. You know, we have to recognise that it's important that we acknowledge and reflect what's going on in particular nations. So it was great to see that as well in Belfast. There's so much good work going on there. I was able to spend some time with part of our social action team. And they were out in the communities talking about the issues that blind and partially sighted people face. And in those meetings, those community meetings, they were able to meet with people that were on their sight loss journey, very early on in their sight loss journey, and able to provide some information, assurance and advice. So it's a really important thing that we do at that community level. It's a critical element of what we're working on as an organisation, and great to experience it firsthand.
Well, we have our ECLOs who are there for people when they get that diagnosis in clinics around the UK. That ECLO is almost like a door, if you like. It's a gateway into all the help and support that not just RNIB can provide, but, you know, signposting to other organisations as well. And as you say, in Belfast, being there immediately to give people the help they want, and as opposed to obviously the help they need as well.
Absolutely. And I had the opportunity to meet with our ECLO colleagues across Northern Ireland. You're right, it's a critical role that they play. And then alongside that, what's so great about the work that we're doing is we've got a children and families team, and they're focused on providing advice and guidance to children with sight loss. And for Northern Ireland and for Belfast, that's an important element of what we're providing across the nation.
The politics over there, you know, the challenges they have, they work through these. And indeed, we were talking with the campaigns team just recently about action on e-scooters, and they heard that the MLAs are going to be discussing these, the problems that people are having, not just blind and partially sighted people. And the campaigns team, I think, had something like 24, 48 hours to put this massive presentation together, which they did, which the MLAs referenced in their debate as well. So showing that RNIB is looked at as someone to really pay attention to.
Absolutely. And that's why we need to ensure that we're set up from a campaigning and influencing point of view to reflect what goes on in the nations, the four nations. And I'm super proud of the fact that we can respond so quickly to issues and challenges like that, and to represent the needs of blind and partially sighted people across Northern Ireland. So it's fantastic that we're doing that piece of work, and got a chance to meet some of our colleagues there who were working on that campaign. And equally, what was really good being in Northern Ireland and in the Belfast office was getting to meet some of our volunteers, because what's absolutely clear with the work that we're doing across the four nations, but what was made clear to me when I was in Belfast is the fantastic work that our volunteers are doing to support colleagues and to support blind and partially sighted people. And for a good number of years as well, these volunteers, some just joined, others been with us over a decade. So it's an important part of Team RNIB.
Absolutely. We've got National Volunteers Week coming up at the beginning of June. We'll have plenty more to talk about for our fabulous and vital volunteers that we have here as well. We're going to finish off with some great news. RNIB Connect Radio attended the ARIA nominations event at the Spotify HQ in London. This is the third year that we've entered. And our very own Read On, that book show for bookworms, author interviews, audiobooks and so on, that's been nominated in one of the categories, up against, you know, some big names. Louis Theroux, one of the names that Read On is up against there. So some big high hitters we've been put in with. That's something, really. That's amazing.
It is incredible, Alan. Your listeners might recall that I joined RNIB from the BBC, having run Children in Need. And I can assure you that these are prestigious nominations and awards. So for Connect Radio to be part of that mix of really talented presenters and shows and radio coverage is, in fact, amazing. You know, I'm so delighted that we've been recognised in that way for the third year running. So I look forward to hearing the news, but it's just a fantastic recognition, I think, of the great work that you do at Connect Radio, Alan, and it's an important part of keeping blind and partially sighted people connected, informed, engaged, entertained, all of those kind of things. And yeah, fantastic news.
We've had Read On now going for quite some time. You know, Robert does a phenomenal job going to these different events that he goes along to. He talks to authors, we play audiobooks. You know, we know that people listen to Read On and join RNIB's Talking Books Library. They get into other services from that as well. And indeed, I know Robert's particularly proud of the fact that he's interviewed people like Sir Michael Palin, Julian Fellowes is in there, Michael Marpur. Lots of big names he's spoken to, and people like Tony Hawks, even so impressed with the radio station and indeed RNIB, they've come back to Talking Books to read some books for us as well. So although, you know, the show is there, again, you know, use the word gateway again, it seems to be into RNIB Connect Radio, but into RNIB services as well, that people listen to the station and think, oh, I didn't know that the charity did that, I need to find out more.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is, as you say, a gateway into so many other things. And you know, I was just reflecting on earlier, this point for me, which Connect Radio and Read On does, is about connection and opening our minds, our thoughts, our ideas, gateways to other things. So it's fantastic that we've been recognised in that way.
Indeed, so the big event itself will take place at the Roundhouse in London on May the 21st, so we're really looking forward to that. I think I don't think Robert's going to sleep until we get to that day.
So exciting.
Indeed it is. Now, if you'd like to find out more about RNIB and its services, then do have a look at the website. It's rnib.org.uk. The helpline guys are there for you as well on 0303 123 9999 or your smart speaker. Just ask it to call RNIB. Helpline. Simon, we'll catch up with you again next week, but thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.